T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 8:49 here on a Friday morning. Three big things. Police seeking a suspect in a homicide. Man shot near an East Wichita sports complex. 3.2 magnitude earthquake, 22 miles northwest of Ponca City. No damage reported. Trump and Biden complete their final debate, focusing on the pandemic, China, and national security. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSA.
Traffic this morning, things looking fairly good out there at the moment. Just remember, we've had some drizzle and rain, so things are wet, a little slippery. Be extra careful today. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Clearing, breezy, and cool today with a high of 47 degrees. Mostly clear and cool tonight. The overnight low 30. Saturday mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high 51 degrees. Now cloudy, a north wind gusting to 31 miles per hour and 37 degrees with Steve and Ted, 8:50 here on this Friday morning on KNSS. Police in St. Louis are looking for a man who stole a cell phone from a woman as she lay dying on a sidewalk outside Anheuser-Busch Brewery. Police say the incident happened Sunday, was captured on surveillance video. Police say the video shows a 64-year-old woman who had been jogging collapse on the sidewalk after suffering an apparent heart attack. A man in a red van pulled up to the woman, hopped out, grabbed her cell phone, and then sped away. An ambulance later arrived, took the woman to a hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police have not released the woman's name or the surveillance video showing the theft. How cold, how
really
awful.
Hope they catch that guy.
Yeah, really. Australian media report Pope Francis has been warned of potential exposure to COVID-19 after a Vatican diplomat was infected. Nine News reported Archbishop Adolfo Tito Iana, the Holy See's ambassador to Australia, had face-to-face meeting with Francis at the Vatican October 6th and tested positive on his return to Australia. So the Pope may have been exposed. New guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on coronavirus exposure.
This is House Call for Health. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention revising what close contact is when it comes to being near someone infected with coronavirus. It's now brief exposures that add up to a period of 15 minutes or more during 24 hours. That changes from being within 6 feet of someone for 15 minutes straight. It could lead to some changes on how health departments conduct contact tracing. So why the change? It stems from a 20-year-old correctional officer in Vermont who had several short encounters with several inmates who later tested positive. According to video footage, he was within 6 feet of each inmate for about a minute of time, adding up to more than 15 minutes. This isn't the only revision the CDC has made. In the beginning of October, they changed guidance to acknowledge that infection through particles lingering in the air in enclosed areas was possible. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Questions about a local company. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, Ag Eagle Aerial Systems is moving to Wichita from its home in southeast Kansas. The drone manufacturing company is setting up operations not far from Amazon's planned fulfillment center. The company says its future success is tied in part to a big commercial customer, but the company isn't saying who that is. We know who it isn't. Amazon. We wanted to learn more about this company, so aviation reporter Daniel McCoy wrote today's cover story. This week we spend 10 minutes with Robbie Lorick. He's the new president and CEO of PWI Incorporated. PWI is developing an ultraviolet lighting system that'll continually clean aircraft cabins and eliminate viruses. The company calls the system Biotech Shield. Lorik is the son of Hungarian immigrants. His parents escaped from Hungary in 1957 during the revolution. His father was an electrician and, in the United States, repaired aircraft instruments. And Wesley Healthcare has been able to weather the pandemic storm without having to lay off any workers. President and CEO Bill Volich says dealing with the pandemic has been a huge challenge for hospital administrators and healthcare providers. Wesley admitted its first COVID-19 patient March 26th. He says nurses and other caregivers have been working hard, and they are tired. Volich spoke to a group of WBJ influencers Thursday morning. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
All right, thank you, Bill. Big change in the weather this morning, as you all know. Maybe it's an omen, I don't know. We had two coyotes in the parking lot this morning at the radio station. Could be an omen of what's to come, I'm not sure. The temperature today is going to be 40 degrees, high temperature 40 degrees, lower than yesterday, cooler. Yesterday's high of 87 set a record for the date of high temperature that dated back to 1899. So that's what's interesting weather going on.
Yep.
Sunday, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the home of the Kansas City Chiefs football team. We'll have the broadcast on Sunday with Mitch Holtis.
2 o'clock start.
2 o'clock start. Should be a great weekend. And shall we say that maybe on Monday morning we'll have an extra treat for folks? What do you think, Chad? Should I say something?
We'll have a very, very good show on Monday.
On Monday, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be, we'll put it this way, it's going to be special.
Yeah.
Isn't that special? Okay. Today is Boston Cream Pie Day, celebrating a cake with an identity crisis. Boston Cream Pie is a chocolate-frosted, custard-filled cake loved by millions. In 1856, at Boston's Parker House Hotel, French chef Monsieur Augustin François, anyway, he created his pudding and cake combination, and that's a pretty good one, the National Boston Cream Pie Day. You think? No, never mind.
I don't think I've ever had one, so I wouldn't really know.
Glenn Beck coming up after 9 o'clock this morning. Bill O'Reilly's going to be on talking about the debate. That should be good. Glenn Beck, 9 o'clock. Also, 9 o'clock this morning, we'll have all the news for you, including a story about police seeking a suspect in a Wichita homicide. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck. Rush Limbaugh, news updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.